sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. And this morning, Becky Ivins is taking a rare Saturday morning away. So it is just me flying solo. And if you want to be a part of the show today, you can call in at 405-840-1000. That's 405-840-1000. But even though she's taking a rare time away, she's taking time this morning to call in on that number. Becky, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Mark. I'm doing great.
Good. Is it sunshiny where you are?
It is not.
Ah.
Sadly, it has rained every single day we've been. We are in Destin, Florida. Taking a little relaxation, so I appreciate you guys carrying on in my absence.
We're still jealous, Becky.
I know, right?
It's the wind chill here is 31 degrees.
Oh, my. Well, we ate outside on a patio last night. So, well,
way to rub it in.
I know.
And that other voice with us is Larry Robbins of Robbins Roofing. But, Becky, the sunshine is out here. It has been cloudy and rainy, and got up this morning and saw that bright yellow thing in the sky and went, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've got a couple questions for Larry.
Good morning.
Larry, you know, good morning. Good morning. You know, Larry, you Robbins Roofing has done so many roofs for me. And the one thing that folks don't talk about quite so much when they talk about roofing is the aesthetics of it. What is it going to add to or take away from the prettiness of the home?
Well, that's a very valid question, Becky. You know, one of the things that we go through when we're in front of people is the type of shingle that they're going to choose, and of course the color that's going to go best with their home, whether it's brick or siding or stucco, whatever it might be. And so we always try to make sure that, you know, they have a good selection. Of course, that's in the last year, that's become more difficult. But you want the roof to the roof color and the roof design to bring the house to life, so to speak.
Well, you know, when you sell new construction homes, there are a lot of features in most homes on the roof just to make it look good. There will be fake dormers.
Sure.
There will be extra roof faces just to make it pretty and
sure.
More interesting.
Yeah.
Rather than just a flat surface. It doesn't matter what you do. You look at a roof, it's about half of the house.
Well, being right. A roofing contractor, like, that's the first thing I see anywhere I go. So, I don't know about other people, but for me, you know, my eyes are always on the roof.
So is
well,
there...
Realtors, their eye is on the landscape, the front porch, is the lawn edged? And then the total picture of the house, along with the curb appeal, that
sure.
is, and you can really do a mistake. One time I called you, and you're going, "I don't think so, Becky." we listed a house, and this was in Westport 66 in Yukon. Beautiful home. It was a red brick home. They had put light gray shingles on that house.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked so cheap, I thought we would never sell it.
Yeah.
Because it just had a cheap looking roof on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked you, can we paint it? I mean, can we put something? Because it was a perfectly good roof. It was a new roof.
Yeah.
And the owner of it liked the roof, but for it's a good thing he liked it because nobody else did. And we ended up selling it, but it was really hindered by the color of the roof.
That I think that happens, you know, at times.
Yeah.
And we all have different tastes, too, you know. So there are a lot of people that look at a weatherwood roof and call it brown. I've never seen a weatherwood roof as brown.
You don't? I do.
See, you see it as brown?
I do, yeah.
I see it as kind of like a medium gray.
Huh. Now, so, if a roof has like a bunch of angles or if a roof is flat, does it change like what color should be put on there? Like,
I don't think so. I think it really comes down to personal preference. And, you know, being in business for 25 years, I've looked at several roofs. Even in my neighborhood, you can, if you leave in the morning, the roofs look one color. And when you come back in the evening, they look a different color. So, it can change with sunlight as well.
Seeing the different angles of the sun. Right. Becky, what is your favorite color of a roof?
Well, I do like a dark roof on most homes. I think instead of the weathered wood color, I like to go at least a shade darker to the charcoal and occasionally black. I mean, we recently put a pretty, I think it was black color.
Yeah, it was.
It may have been charcoal.
Yeah, it was black on the house on 27th.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But now that house totally shaded by enormous trees all the way around it. That makes a difference as to whether or not you should put a black roof on, because the darker colors do absorb more heat.
Yes, they do.
I think.
Yes.
Isn't that right, Larry?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, you've got to keep in mind that kind of thing, too, the heat. I thought we'd talk about venting a little bit, because when they absorb that heat, any roof is going to absorb heat in Oklahoma. And when it does, it builds up and it can literally blister your house, the roof of your house, those asphalt shingles.
Well, one of the things
you avoid that.
Yeah, one of the things that Mark and I are going to be talking about this morning is better clarifying what a lifetime warranty is. And when it comes to ventilation, we all need to understand that your roof has to be ventilated properly for your warranty through the manufacturer to be good. So that's one of the things that we are very, very adamant about when we're doing presentations, is making sure that our customers understand that we've got to have proper ventilation. And 85 to 90% of the homes in Oklahoma are not ventilated properly, believe it or not.
Well, you probably do 10% of them, so those are.
Yeah.
When we come back after the break, we're going to be talking about what does a lifetime warranty really mean? How long is a lifetime? Well, when we're back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We are talking with Larry Robbins of Robbins Roofing, and Becky Ivins is on the phone calling in. Larry and I are here at 50 Pin Place, high atop, where it's sunny, Becky. So there.
Sunny but chilly.
Now, Larry, before the break, we're talking about lifetime. One of those words that's used over what does a life, is it my life? Is it the shingles life? Is it the company's life? What's a lifetime?
So with most shingle manufacturers, a lifetime is considered 50 years. Today, we're just going to talk about the one that we sell the most of, which is Owens Corning, a $7 billion company that backs what we do.
It's $7 billion? Wow.
$7 billion company.
Good night.
Okay, so if you hire us to do a roof and we put an Owens Corning roof on, you automatically get, without spending any money for an extended warranty, you automatically get a 50-year lifetime warranty, okay? Now, like anything else, there's a depreciation period, okay? But in the first 10 years of your warranty, if there is any, like you call us and there's an issue, and we come out and we say, okay, we believe there's a manufacturer's defect. We get the rep involved. And so in that first 10-year period, they pay 100% to have the roof replaced, material, labor, everything that it takes to get your roof replaced. After that 10-year period, then it depreciates a certain percentage down the line. And then once you, I think it's once you get to the, I can't remember now if it's 15 or 20 years, then they would only pay for just the materials. But if you choose to purchase an extended warranty, which as an example on a 30 square house, an extended warranty would cost you around, around $300. If you were to buy an extended warranty, that would cover you 100% for, I believe, the first 20 years. Well, what does the average roof in Oklahoma last before it gets hailed out? Around 7 years.
Is it really? So that was one of my questions I had for you this morning is how long does a roof really last in Oklahoma? So the average is 7 years?
Yeah. I mean, we've put on a lot more impact-resistant roofs over the last 10 years, so those are probably going to last, you know, closer to 10 to 12 years, but they do still get hailed out. So,
how many jobs of you guys do that are insurance-based, and how many are replaced because of age?
98% are insurance.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I grew up here in Oklahoma and went to college in Missouri and then did an East Coast swing for several years and then came back like a lot of us because Oklahoma is just a great place to raise family and and just love it. But when we lived on the East Coast, we had to replace a roof because it aged out.
Mm.
And I didn't know that was possible.
Well, they probably don't get the hail that we get here. So,
correct.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a new concept. And so here, knowing your lifetime warranty is critical. What is it that is most misunderstood about that lifetime warranty?
I think it's just an understanding of what that means because, you know, a lifetime to – I mean, who's to say what a lifetime is? A lifetime for you might be 100 years. A lifetime for me might only be 80. But in the shingle world, a lifetime is 50 years. With most manufacturers.
Do the different companies, do they offer, is there a difference between one company to another who manufacture shingles?
Yes. Yes, there is a difference. And that's why it's important as a homeowner or a business owner that you sit down with your contractor and you have them explain to you if they're going with Owens Corning or GAF or Tamco or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Have them explain to you exactly what you're getting from a warranty perspective.
Becky, have you ever replaced a roof outside of insurance?
I did, yes, because it was installed improperly and leaked because we had purchased a property where the homeowner had put the roof on themselves and didn't realize the overhang between the rows of shingles. They had not overlapped the shingles far enough. And that's not a guess thing. I mean, that's designed to be overlapped a certain amount to keep the water out, and it didn't.
There are instructions on the back of every package that show you how they're supposed to be installed.
That show you how far it's supposed to overlap with it.
Yeah.
Now, I believe in do-it-yourself projects and people go, you know, just doing their taking care of the investment of their home, but doing the roof yourself.
The house that we did for you on 27th, we actually got a job from a neighbor across the street as well. And he and his wife had put that roof on 30 years ago.
Wow.
And it was aged out, but it ended up getting totaled by the insurance company as well. So,
wow, was that the Gigi Cupcake people?
I know
they live right there on that block, and they the folks that own Gigi's Cupcakes.
No, it wasn't them.
Oh, okay. No cupcake for you.
Oh man, I was about to say I need to find a new friend. That's the Gigi Cupcake.
I might
cupcake.
Need to go visit with them.
Yeah, no.
I know they make beautiful and delicious cupcakes.
No kidding. Now, where you're at, Becky, in Florida, what's the roof there like?
Well, I have a concrete roof on our house in Florida. and you see a lot of tiled roofs, but a lot of those tiles are actually concrete, I think.
I believe so, too.
They look, and they're stained to look like they are, you know, the terracotta or whatever the tiles are made from.
Mm-hmm.
But I think most of them are probably concrete tiles. There's a lot of standard asphalt tiles, and I'm looking out at a metal roof. Boy, there's a big variation of what the roofs are. I see one that looks like, it probably is not, it looks like a wood roof, but they have replaced the ridge rows on it, and so the ridges are either a different color or they're new, but it looks kind of like it was a wood roof with new shingles on the ridges.
Yeah, so the ridge shingles are probably much lighter than the field shingles, and
that's probably what they did,
yeah.
I remember we used to see wood shingles around here, and I know like portions of neighborhoods of wood. Has that just gone by the wayside?
Yeah, for the most part. They're extremely expensive to insure.
Yeah.
And so the insurance companies really kind of, I think, urge people not to go with wood shingles.
Putting flammable things on your roof is just maybe not the greatest thing to do.
Well,
now, today is really a continuation of the conversation that we started last week with Larry Robbins. And if you want to go back and listen to that show, you can go back and listen through the iHeart Radio app, listen to the podcast, or anywhere that you subscribe to podcasts, iTunes or Spotify. Just look up, or you can Google Becky Ivins or Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, and it'll pop up, and hit subscribe to that. And you can listen, because last week we talked about all the different kinds of shingles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this week, we're talking about the hail. We're into the springtime. Now,
yes.
I have a picture, and I'm going to try at the break when we come up to post this on our the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team Facebook page, where I have a picture. I'm holding what is between baseball and softball size hail.
Yes.
And it occurred in UConn, and it was some years back. Somebody will probably remember the year because this is, I looked up and saw a tornado halfway down, and right after the hail had come through, it just destroyed a nice new Lexus. I was driving my mom's Charger, but it, one of my favorite tornadoes. I don't think it harmed anybody, but it took out the Chuck E. Cheese sign. Some of you might remember that. So when we come back, we'll talk about what happens when you have that baseball and softball size hail. What do you do? On Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here with Larry Robbins, and Becky Ivins is calling in on the phone. And today we're talking about roof and hail. Now, what is the worst or one of the worst case scenarios you've seen with hail?
Oklahoma's largest hailstorm in history, 2010.
Really?
Really. I don't remember the exact number of structures, but it was several thousand, probably in the 100,000 range. Never seen anything like it before.
Was it across? Go ahead, Becky.
It was May 16th.
May 16th, 2010. That's right.
Uh-huh. It sure was. And I mean, it was huge, huge hailstones. Went through several of, I think it broke six of our front windows on our house.
Yeah.
Some people had hailstones that came down and went through their decking because it came. The size of the hailstone isn't the only problem. It's the velocity that it comes in.
Yeah, I had a full-time crew dedicated to just going and patching holes in roofs. I mean, it was
until you could get there to replace it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a terrible, terrible storm. And it was followed about 2 years later, I think, with another, not quite so big, but another big hailstorm. About the time all the roofs were replaced, it was another hailstorm came through and wasn't quite as widespread, but it sure did damage a lot of roofs. I had a friend that in the site of 3 year of 2 years had three roofs on the house.
Well, Becky, prior to 2010, if you'll remember, there was a November storm. Or no, wait a minute. So in 2008, there was a major storm, I think, in either late May, early June. And then in 2008, there was another storm that hit the Surry Hills area in November of 2008. And then in February of 2009, another storm hit. Basically, three storms hit the entire same area, north side of Oklahoma City.
Boy, it seems like it comes in waves around here.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
And it's time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing with Larry Robbins, sitting right here where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 728-3700. Larry, somehow it just delights me when I do this and you're sitting here. It really does. Now, our word of the day is warranty. Warranty. Warranty is a written guarantee issued to the purchaser of an article by its manufacturer, promising to repair or replace if it is necessary within a specified period of time.
That explains it. I will tell you, too, from a warranty perspective on the workmanship side, there are some contractors out there that will say, I'll give you a lifetime workmanship warranty. And that's okay. But really, your warranty from a workmanship standpoint is only as good as the company you hire, because they can tell you, you know, they can tell you that they're going to give you the moon. But if they don't stand behind it.
Right.
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 That's what's important. So
that is critical. And if you or your loved one or friend or family or neighbor, if you guys have the hail that comes through or the wind damage that comes through in the spring, you are going to have people coming around to your door, knocking on it, saying, hey, let me get on the roof. I'll take care of the insurance. They will be in your neighborhood. Robbins Roofing.
They'll be there before the hail stops falling.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is.
They don't waste any time.
Ambulance chaser. It is hail chaser. It is tornado chasers that chase their insurance money. But what it comes into with this warranty is there is no warranty, because once they put on the roof, they may dissolve the company. They take off to a different state. They follow the storm.
We had a guy call us, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, and wanted us to come do an inspection. And so I actually talked to him personally, and he said, I had you guys come out about 10 years ago on a different house, and I so regret not going with you guys. Because the guy that he went with, I don't remember who it was, but it was just, he was nothing but issues and could never get hold of the guy, so forth and so on. And so that word trust, and listen, we're not the only good contractor in Oklahoma City. There are some good contractors, but our reputation is everything to us, and we're going to do everything we can to protect that.
When it comes to these kind of things that are occurring at your home, please find a local company. And if you're not sure whether it's a reputable company, call Becky Ivan, 722-3232, and just we'll have that conversation and do some. If we don't know the company, we'll do some checking for you, because we really want to be your resource. Or go to BeckyIvans.com, click on Becky's Favorites, look there. I had a caller about a month ago, Larry, that called into the office. I happened to answer the phone on that time, and I believe it was Jamie, if I remember correctly, and was just asking about generators. Had heard on our program about generators, and so started to and just kind of guided towards Hayes Electric. They're going to be able to answer all your.
Sure.
All your generator needs and answer your questions. And so if you have something that's anything to do with a house, give us a call. We'll help guide you, because these things get kind of awkward, don't they?
Yeah. And just because you say you're local doesn't mean you're local. So take some time, do your research, ask some friends, ask some family members. We are required now to be licensed in Oklahoma. A lot of companies will say, well, we've been in business for 30 years. Well, if their license number is in the 3,000 or 4,000, that means they haven't been around very long.
Yeah.
Because ours is 251, and we got licensed as soon as it, you know, became available.
Yeah.
So just do your research.
Becky, how do they know whether it's a reputable company? Nope.
How do you know it's a reputable company?
Yes.
Well, I will tell you that back when about 10 years ago when we had all the hailstorms one year right after the other, I had many phone calls from, I had a place for sale on Northwest 23rd. It was a house that had been changed into a business. I had probably no less than about 8 roofing companies call to ask. They said they wanted to rent it and they didn't need to occupy it. All they needed to do was to hit, at the time, a landline was important to have.
Yeah.
Now it's not. But they wanted to put a telephone and a sign there,
mm-hmm.
and because it was kind of an older part of town, and they wanted to look like, wanted it to look like they had been here forever.
Yeah.
And so these were out-of-state companies that, or out-of-state people, I don't even know if they were companies, that were wanting to put up a fake front so that folks would hire them and have a landline in Oklahoma City. So it is real important to use somebody local that you can trust. Many times, I wish I could say this was 3 times, but no, many times I have listed property when it comes to the inspection, when the property sold, the roof inspection doesn't quite make it. So.
Right.
The roof has to be replaced, and they try to find, but they've gone, I just replaced it 2 years ago. Well, these are defective shingles. So call your roofer, and they will call the shingle rep out. The representative from the shingle company will come out and look at the roof, determine that it's defective, and then it will get replaced. Well, these folks can't find their roofing companies.
Yeah.
Because the number they had for their roofing company has been disconnected, and there's no listing for that roofing company here because they were not from Oklahoma.
We hear this on a regular basis.
I do hear this on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And, you know, to have the workmanship, I wanted to ask you, Larry, what are the weakest points of penetration on the roof? I wish you were here in Florida. I have water coming from somewhere. I've just got a moist wall that is taking the sheetrock paper in the corner and wrinkling it,
mm-hmm.
and it obviously is wet behind there. For the life of me, I cannot figure out where that water's coming from. It has to be the roof because there's no plumbing leaks that can be identified.
Yeah. Well.
And I wish I had you here.
Well, I wish I was there with you. Trust me.
Hey, we'll invite you to come next time.
Sounds good. Jenny will be like, book the flight.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, Becky, obviously, flat roofs are a challenge, especially from a residential structure, because a lot of times the flat roof will tie into other, you know, like siding or, you know, might be on the back side of the roof and it ties on into the pitch part of the roof. So that's very vulnerable. Those are very vulnerable areas. Valleys used to be kind of a vulnerable area, but now that we use Ice and Water Shield in all the valleys, that really takes that out of the equation. If you have a 1x8 deck, nail pops are a huge nightmare, and that's one of the reasons that they've gone to, you know, from a code upgrade standpoint. If you've got 1x8 by code, you need to redeck it with OSB. So,
Now, nail pops just mean that the nail has popped up.
It's popped up because
it needs to be covered by a sealant. Is that correct?
Well, either
put
needs,
that down and sealed.
Yeah, but if you're dealing with 1x8, a lot of times it's popped up because the wood's vulnerable. Could be a knot hole. The knot hole fell out of the wood. You know, there's just lots of different things that cause that.
Yeah. Now, you had something occur this past week, right, in Mustang.
Oh, yeah. Glad you brought that up. So we've been talking. Last week we talked about the importance of knowing and getting your roof looked at, because most of the insurance companies have gone to a statute of limitations of how long you have to file a claim. And for the most part, it's 1 year. But we came across a customer where we went, met the adjuster, got the roof totaled, got everything situated, and then the insurance carrier denied the roof because they had filed the claim 180 days past the 180-day mark, which is 6 months. And so they've denied the claim.
Was that the new standard for this insurance company? Was 180 days? Or is this?
I actually encouraged the homeowner to do some research and possibly even call the commissioner to find out if that's something that's in his policy or what the situation was, because we've never heard 6 months.
Yeah. This is just a huge fundamental change when it comes to warranty, that you need to get your roof inspected right after you've had a hailstorm.
The thing is even right now, there's probably 25% of the roofs in the Oklahoma City metro area still have roof damage. It's just they don't know it because the roof's not leaking.
Right.
So, you know, it doesn't cost you anything. Most all contractors offer free inspections.
Yeah.
You just want to get it done by somebody that you know you can trust.
And what they all have is they have all these hail maps where they can now see, here's where the hail's come through.
What date it came through.
Yeah.
The first thing they're going to ask you is, what's your date of loss?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to ask you.
So it's important to call Robbins Roofing and get them to jump, because you don't know what it is from the ground. So it's critical that you have an expert get on the roof and take a look. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about smoking hot deals. I have two for you. You don't want to miss them. When we come back with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. And we're back with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're talking with Larry Robbins of Robbins Roofing, and Becky Ivins is on the line with us. Now, as we land the plane today, Larry, final words that you need to encourage our listeners.
Just be, you know, be diligent. Do your research. If you're not going to call Robbins and you're going to call somebody else, just do your research. Make sure that you're hiring somebody that's truly local and that you have peace of mind with.
Becky, final questions that you have for Larry or comments?
Well, Larry, are you going to stay in business another 25 years? This is important to me.
Well, let's see. I'm 56 and 25. Let's just say, let's go 20 for sure.
I kind of think that's a family-run business, so they take a lot of pride in the name Robbins, and it does mean something in Oklahoma City. So,
thank you, Becky.
A proven company, one that you trust.
It does. Thanks for being with us this week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Make sure if you want to listen each time, you subscribe to any pod through the podcast. And we look forward to seeing you next week on News Radio 1000 KTOK.